This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's going to be a tad awkward at that G7 summit up in Quebec that Aaron mentioned, not least because NAFTA is not the only point of trade unrest between the United States and Canada. Don't forget steel and aluminum and tariffs thereupon. We have talked to a bunch of people running companies here about what those tariffs might mean. Today, somebody up there, Paul McGraths, the president of JEM Strapping Systems in Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me what JEM Strapping does, would you, sir?
Well, what we do is we take cold roll steel, we slit it, we deburr it, we edge roll it, we paint it, we wax it, we oscillate it into 100-pound coils or jumbo coils, and then we sell it to industry. We sell it to U.S. industry, we sell it to Canadian industry. Half of my purchases are Canadian steel, and the other half is U.S. steel.
It occurs to me, Mr. McGraths, that you're going to get whacked on both sides, tariff-wise, right? You're going to feel the effects of the tariffs that Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland announced a couple of weeks ago, 25% on American steel coming north. And then also you're going to feel the effects of President Trump's tariff, 25% on Canadian steel going the other way.
That's correct. We're hit from both ends.
Tell me what your thoughts are, sir, about this whole trade, discussion is what the White House likes to call it.
Well, I see it as a big loss for Americans because American steel mills, their biggest customer for exports, Canada. And in Canada, the United States has basically shut themselves off from steel from anywhere in the world, pretty much. The United States is not self-sufficient in steel and actually needs Canadian steel for American manufacturers to make whatever they're making. And they're going to be deprived of enough steel to make what they need to make. I see it as a huge lose-lose for Canada. I see it as a huge lose for the United States and Mexico. You know, we should all be working together.
You've got a U.S. division, right, with a certain number of people working down here. What's going to happen to them, do you think?
Good question. Probably going to put American people out of work. Can't supply them. How am I going to supply them? I can't bring U.S. steel into Canada without getting hit with 25%, and I can't send Canadian steel to the U.S. without getting hit with 25%. So it means unemployment for some nice paying jobs in the United States.
What's the long run on this one, Mr. McGraths? After this blows over, with whatever end result happens, what's the long-term impact?
Long-term impact is Canada and the United States have had a very special relationship. Americans are very concerned about security. We are your northern security. We're part of NORAD. We're part of the U.S. military complex. We're your best partners and friends. But you don't take your best friend and poke him in the eyes and hit him over the head and then hug him up and say, hey, support us. It's destroying the relationship with your most important allies.
So when you go down to the coffee shop, sir, and have a cup of coffee in the morning or you're at the supermarket in the afternoon or whatever, what's the conversation about these tariffs?
Well, the Canadian feelings are betrayal, insult. And I talk to a lot of Canadians through all the provinces, and I talk to a lot of Americans. And a lot of Americans don't understand why they're doing this to Canada. I understand why you want to do it to China. China's been very guilty of dumping steel into Canada and in the U.S. and so forth. But Canada is not China.
Paul McGraths.
I don't know.
He's the president of JEM Strapping Systems up in Ontario, Canada. Mr. McGraths, thanks for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.